My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, into the 8 o'clock hour we go. The people have spoken. I asked yesterday the very important question on the heels of Justin Verlander's third straight start. He's got an ERA of nearly 7 since returning from the injured list. I'm still confident that the old Verlander is in there somewhere and that he'll shake off this rust, but we'll see. Here's the question I pose, Seth, to the people. And yes, there's still 4 hours left to get out and vote. If the playoffs started tomorrow, the Astros would be in a best-of-3 wildcard series with the Royals. Now, the question I'm asking is about Game 3, a decisive Game 3 and a best 2 out of 3. I will point out, this is a team they just swept, so maybe it doesn't even get to a Game 3 with these young Kansas City Royals, this inexperienced Royals bunch. Maybe it does. Who knows? They had the Astros number for a while until they didn't. Here's the question. No-brainer that Framber and Hunter start games 1 and 2. If there were a decisive game 3, who starts game 3? Now, we did this segment a little bit earlier, so Seth has already guessed at this, and guessed accurately, by the way, that I agree with who the voters have picked in this. They pick Yusei Kikuchi. I was very surprised he won by such a substantial, or is winning by such a substantial margin. You were not. You said 65% would say Kikuchi. It's 60.2%. So you're right in the neighborhood there.
I think that it would be interesting if you went directly Kikuchi versus Verlander, exactly how the votes would skew out. But I think that if it was just a two-person race, I think that most people, like, at this point, if they're responding to your Twitter poll, they're relatively paying attention, and they know how good Kikuchi has been since he got here. We've seen this transformation so many other times. I think the collective memory of Astros fans includes, all right, we've seen this transformation of pitchers when they get here, whether it be Gerrit Cole, Charlie Morton, Justin Verlander himself.
Verlander will tell you.
Here. Right. And then also, I don't think there's a great feeling amongst Astros fans that, Verlander's lights out in the playoffs. Yeah. He's not been. He's had some good performances. He's had some bad ones. But the unknown of Kikuchi, who's only had 1 2/3 innings pitched in the playoffs and not as a starter. He came in the 4th or 5th inning of a Twins game. People are going to ride that wave. I'm riding that wave.
Yes.
I have never been more happy to be wrong or skeptical about a pickup. So far, it's been awesome with Kikuchi.
Great.
Look, it's a 3-game series. I'm not worried about the fact that Kikuchi only rarely goes more than 5 1/3 or 5 2/3 innings. It's a 3-game series. Yeah. I want the best pitcher out there for as many innings as he can give me in that game. So I understood most people liking Kikuchi.
Yeah. I think it'd probably be an all-hands-on-deck situation because you're just trying to survive to the next round. But fortunately, the bullpen has been good. I would say Kikuchi, and I would have Arrighetti on the ready there, and we'll see how Verlander's pitching when the year rolls around. I guess I need to remind people, because there's a texter who said, if we go to the wild card, then Valdez starts. And then in the ALDS, it's a best two out of three, so it's not a one-game wild card anymore. So
right.
I know that I could understand Astro fans not knowing that, because they've never had to watch a wild card series in a 162-game season before.
You know? All we know of shortened playoff series was when the Astros began their ownership of the Yankees in 2015.
That's right.
When they decided that, one thing we're going to do in this playoff run we're going to have over the next decade is to completely, totally, 100% own the Yankees in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's when it all started.
Yep.
So, this would be a three-game. It's stressful as all get out because it's so random. And, in a seven-game series, usually things balance out. It just the better team wins, but it's 100%. It's so random,
yeah,
and your pitching matters so much.
Yeah.
We cannot mess around with the potential starter in a third game of a three-game series.
No, I can't stress enough the importance of catching the Guardians or the Yankees and getting one of those first-round buys and not having to deal with the wild card. You know, forget about hey, we got the pitching and we can deal with it, and we got we can trot three really good starters out there, maybe Kansas City or Minnesota. Can't match our firepower, which I don't think they could pitching-wise right now. I don't want to mess with it. I don't want to mess with the best, especially with Minnesota, after all the trash that I've talked with those people. I don't need them coming back
That's
onto
true.
My
You've
Twitter
been there.
Timeline.
They didn't even physically threaten you. They didn't even, put up a fight or anything.
No, and some of them had seen the video. Like, I was in a bar at the ballpark, and there was a Minnesota Twins fan that came up and said it got, a million views. That was...
Did he offer you... He said, hey, can I give you... I'll give you $100 if you stop being mean to us.
You know,
that strikes me as the kind of...
the Minnesota thing to do.
Yeah,
so the Astros right now are... They are 4.5 games back of the Guardians... And they are, let's see, just doing the math here. They are five games back of the Orioles, who now lead the Yankees. Yeah, the Rangers walked the Yankees off last night with a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. That was fun. I was
We're getting to that time of year when the Rangers start helping out the Astros in the playoffs.
Yes.
As long as they're not head-to-head.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
Thank
right.
you, Rangers.
That's
Appreciate
right.
it.
Don't mean to sound dumb, text message here. If we were up by six games in the division, why would we be in a wild card series? Because only the top two division winners get a bye in the first round.
Yeah.
There's six teams. Man, I didn't realize how many people weren't aware of the format. There's six teams.
Well, yeah, it hasn't been a concern for the Astros.
Exactly.
For the most part.
No, you're right. You're 100% right. So we were in the wild card last year, someone said. Were we? No, were we in the wild card last year? I guess they faced. I'm trying to remember. No, they weren't in a while. They had a bye last year. They faced the Twins in the ALDS, and they faced the Rangers in the ALCS. The Astros, believe it or not, even though they didn't win the division till the last day of the season, and they won it with 90 games, still were one of the top two teams in the American League because the AL Central was so bad. The Twins won the division with like 85 wins or something like that. So, no, they didn't play in the wild card last year, Texter. So, yes, six teams in each league make the playoffs. Top two division winners get a bye in the first round. It's like I'm taking crazy pills or something.
That's okay. The first guy that asked the question shouldn't feel bad about that because, man, shifting playoff formats among sports are hard to keep track of. The NFL is doing it now. But the second guy should feel bad because he tried to you. And he got to the point where he did that thing where he says something and you feel like, wait, am I being stupid here?
Didn't they play Seattle in the wild card? No, they played Seattle in the ALDS 2 years ago, right?
We demand apologies, damn it.
We swept the Mariners. That was in 2022 they swept the Mariners. That was when Yordan hit the home run in game one. Am I going crazy here? Do I need to go look this up on Baseball Reference?
I'm not gonna. I never fact check you on baseball.
Yeah, I'll go look it up. But texters plural. I think you're off base.
No, because I went to the Seattle versus Toronto
wild card.
I actually went to the closeout game in that one.
Yeah,
I was at the wild, and then Houston played Seattle. Stop looking at
the text. Yeah, if you're gonna let me just put the bow on this. If you're gonna text things in declaring them as fact, make sure you're correct on the facts. That's all. All right?
Just Google the damn thing before you do.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's all we ask. That's all we ask. I don't go to your place of work and tell you, you know, this is where I could be really condescending. I'm not going to do that. You probably have a very good job, listener. I don't want to do that. You know, they say, I could go to your place of work and tell you how to do some menial task. I'm sure you're very successful. The texts are saying, sorry, Sean, it all runs together for me. Fair enough. Fair enough.
It is. No. And that's where, and honestly,
they're in the playoffs so much, and there's been so much playoff success. You know,
they have so many, like they've just played so many playoff games for the expanded playoffs. That's why so many Astros are just our career leaders in various playoff stats because they've played.
It's the best.
It goes, kids, you got to understand, there was a time in Major League Baseball when the playoffs was the World Series.
Correct. Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
So you're wondering, sometimes you see some of these jaw-dropping stats about how the, you know, various Astros are better than Babe Ruth or whomever else in the playoffs. It's because the playoffs was the World Series.
No.
They would take the best team from the AL and the best team from the NL. And
no.
There you go.
Yuli Gurriel is better than Joe DiMaggio. Period. End of subject. That's the best, seeing Yuli's name on all those lists for first baseman. Like, top first baseman in the history of the postseason. You know, they got all these Hall of Famers and Yuli Gurriel in the top five. It's great.
That's right, baby.
Yeah. All right.
Which is, it does, it's also a phenomenon where the Astros just, and it's hard for the statisticians to account for it because it's a limited sample size, but they have so much more playoff experience than any other baseball team has ever had when you consider the guys on the team from one year to the next.
Yep.
That it shows up. We've seen it time and time again. Last year's team was not a team that going into the playoffs looked like they deserved to advance to the ALCS and take it down to the wire. But it's they're just like Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs are a different team when they hit the playoffs and the Patriots before them. The Astros are a different team when they hit the playoffs.
The Astros are the Chiefs and the Chiefs are the Astros. I mean that's just period, end of subject.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You point this out. You got this bullet point here I'm looking at. The pitching has been, the starting pitching, the pitching overall, but I'm going to hone in on the starting pitching here. The starting pitching has been so good that Ronel Blanco feels like he's just been janky as hell over the last month. And he was actually like decent in August. He had an ERA in the mid threes.
He's still got a sub-4 ERA.
Yeah, like he was so good. Like he was in the All-Star conversation at the beginning of the year.
Since the beginning of August, he's got a 3.38 ERA.
That's good.
So that's it's cherry picking a little bit because he had a bad performance his last one in July. But I mean, just to put it in easy to understand perspective, he hasn't been the same guy, but he's still been a good pitcher. And with him moving to the relief staff, now that the schedule is easing up a little bit, I feel very good about him, especially when it comes to piggyback starts in the playoffs.
So that's
good. I'm feeling better and better about the pitching staff, regardless of whether maybe it's a moot point and we don't even have to argue about who the third starter is in the wild card round because they sweep whomever they play. then it's just back to, all right, you got a really heavy-duty pitching staff that you can piggyback a whole bunch, and you can feel really, really good about it.
Yeah, the problem for Verlander right now is, forget about a wild card. Let's pretend they catch the Guardians, right, and they've got the two seed. The problem for Verlander is I don't know that he's in the rotation in a longer series for this team right now. Like, I'm just talking about who would start game three of a wild card, because we know it'd be Fromber. I think it'd be Hunter for sure. And then the people want Kikuchi, but Arrigetti's got more votes in this thing than Verlander. He's got 10% more of the vote in this poll that I put up than Verlander. Like, Arrigetti is pitching better than Verlander, significantly better than Verlander right now. Like, if that were to continue through the end of the season, then there's, you know, there's conversations about Verlander being on the playoff roster, maybe. Who the hell knows?
I mean, and again, going back to, I don't think people feel all that awesome. Not negatively necessarily, but they don't get excited about the prospect of, like, ooh, playoffs Verlander.
Right.
He just hasn't been that guy in his career in the playoffs. Yeah. Hunter Brown, I mean, he's only had 10 or 11 innings or so in the playoffs. Hunter Brown's got a 1.69 ERA in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If it weren't for his one game versus the Twins, it would be sub 1.0.
Yeah.
You know, he's that's not the discussion we're having right now, no. But I think, like, we've just seen too many times with the Astros, players who are unproven in the playoffs come in and be really, really good.
Right.
Garrett Cole being a linchpin to success, and et cetera. There's no reason to doubt Kikuchi right now.
Yep, agreed. Text message, I love that Yuli is on all those lists. One more way he's sticking it to Bagwell for not even calling him and making him an offer before he offered Jose Abreu.
Yeah,
yeah. Bagwell's not on those lists. Not a ton of playoff success. So, I don't want to kick Bagwell around today. That's not what I'm here for. I learned years ago not to question Sean. I think there's a lot of people that would say you are not wise. So you should question me. Amy, among them, probably listening right now, say no, question him. Question him for sure. But just
question him in a lot of things. Yeah, especially when it comes to doing the laundry.
Yes. And other various household chores.
That's pretty much it. Not just the... you can throw traditional gender stuff aside. It's any household
chore.
Fixing a doorknob or something. Yes. Whatever the task might be, Sean can't do it.
I'm horrible.
Do you know how to do the... Can you load the dishwasher?
I can load... You mean like put the dishes in? Yeah, I can put the dishes in.
Okay. Do you know how to run the dishwasher?
No. God, no. Of course not.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. This is not a radio bit. I don't know how to work the dishwasher.
Sean, the answer to can you run the dishwasher can be answered with do you know how to read? And I know you know how to read.
Okay.
Like, honestly, all you would have to do is it would take you. There'd be no figuring out.
Right.
It would just be reading the buttons and pressing them, and you could run the dishwasher.
What you're really asking then is, have you ever run the dishwasher?
You know what? No, and it's true. I'll tell you what. The door to the detergent compartment can be kind of finicky.
It's a little intimidating.
That's the part that would flummox you. Yes, yes, yeah.
Big time. Why are they so? Yes, the latch never gets open for me. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so you've done it though. You've tried.
I tried, and then I walked away and said, "You do this. I'm done."
You're afraid you're going to break the hatch because you had to pull kind of
exactly.
A little too
That's
hard
why I walked away. I was afraid I was going to break it for sure. I didn't do it because I was lazy.
Have you ever once considered eating a laundry detergent packet?
I know what laundry.
Did you ever look
are.
At it and think, you know? It does look a little bit like candy.
They do, a little bit. Like the really bright green and silver ones? Yeah.
It's been an issue. It's been an issue with some children out there.
It does. It looks really
tasty. That's true. That is true. There was like a laundry packet challenge or something. I don't know. Between TikTok and kids being dumb, it's been a problem at some point.
An issue with certain children and Sean. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, we had Nick Caserio on yesterday. Favorite part of the conversation, I think, was the exchange he had with Seth on Damian Pierce. A lot of Texan fans, I think, wondering, what is Damian Pierce's role going to be for this team come week one? We'll hear about Damian Pierce, Kenyon Green as well, from the Texans GM, and that is coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.